Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, 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 my lovely souls. It's me, Michelle J. Lamont, your dedicated guide to enchanting and helping you understand the world of manifesting. And today on Manifesting Miracles, I want to welcome you. I want you to feel home. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel secure. But most importantly, I want you to know that this is an episode you're going to be sharing. This is an episode you're going to be saving. And this is an episode that is going to help you embark on the profound journey of manifesting and understanding your self-concept, unraveling the mysteries of manifestation from the ground up. And whether you're a seasoned manifester or just kind of dipping your toe into this transformational process and practice, today's show is going to be riveting, informative, and very educational. So buckle up and get ready for an eye-opening adventure here on Manifesting Miracles with Michelle J. Lamont. I want to welcome everybody here to this profound podcast. We are jumping through the roof over here because this podcast has now hit 500,000 listens. 500,000 of you have hit play, or at least 500,000 times this podcast has hit play. And you can only, iTunes only records it from the IP address. So whether you're listening on your home computer, on your phone, if it's all on that same router, it's only counting it one. So it really makes it a powerful thing to understand that in 3 years, I bought this mic and I started transforming lives. And today is no different. So let's kick off with a fundamental concept that forms the bedrock of manifesting, and it is called, and in case you don't know it, in case you haven't heard of it, or you are obsessed with it, self-concept. I'm telling you, this is from the ground up today. Your self-concept is essentially the sum total of how you perceive yourself, your abilities, your worthiness, and basically if or what you deserve in life. And it sounds kind of crazy, right? Like, my self-concept should be through the roof, but it's not always through the roof. And I know some of you are also battling that frequency of, am I doing it right? And am I enough? And is this the right thing to be doing? So part of this is to understand that I want you to picture your self-concept as your personal blueprint that will shape every aspect of our existence, from the way that we think, the way that we feel, even the actions or inactions that we take or do not take. But here's the kicker. Your self-concept can either be your biggest ally in manifesting and creating and co-collaborating with the universe of your dreams, or your most formidable foe, okay? Holding you back from the life that you truly desire. It means you're getting into the ring over and over again with Jake Logan or whatever his name is, that super boxer, and you don't have gloves, you have no training, you're outweight, the class weight isn't the same, all of it. Because that self-concept is so key and so vital to manifesting. I want you to really just dive deep and understand what I'm talking about. So how about me and you start with a little self-concept check? Shall we? Alrighty. Let's take a moment to reflect on how you see yourself. For example, do you believe deep down that you're worthy of abundance? Do you believe deep down that you're worthy of success? Do you believe deep down that you're worthy of happiness? Or, like most people, are there nagging doubts lingering in the shadows, whispering tales of unworthiness and limitation inside your mind? This is important, so you have to be honest with yourself. You're the only one who can hear you. And your answers hold the key to unlocking your manifestation potential. Now, here's where the magic happens. Transforming your self-concept to align with our own desires and manifesting miracles in our daily life. How could I compare this? Understanding your self-concept and upgrading your self-concept and being clear from the lower vibrations, it's kind of like upgrading your software of your mind and operating at a peak manifestation capacity. And the best part, I'm about to share with you some tried and tested techniques to make it happen. So no matter where you are on your self-concept journey, no matter how you think you're operating, we're going to take that to the next level. I want you to level up your energy, and I want you to understand that everything that you desire desires you. Okay. So one of the things that, because I am a very creative person, comes easily to me is visualization. But I have had, and believe it or not, I've had clients that come to me and they're like, I can't visualize. I close my eyes and I can't think of anything. I don't even dream. So let's talk about visualization. Visualization is like creating a mental movie of your dreams in vivid detail. It's about immersing yourself in the vision. And then that vision is a signal to the universe that you're ready to receive. And I've always been a really great visualizer, but my self-concept was always off. Like, I had to work hard. I had to trade hours for money. Money just couldn't flow to me easily. Everybody wanted to use me. I was only as valuable as what I had to offer, as opposed to just feeling comfortable in my own skin. A lot of these self-concepts are inherited by our environment, by the people that we surround ourselves with. Sometimes these self-concepts are by your family. So let's say that you had a really outgoing mother and you became shy because you were like, oh my God, she's too much and I don't even have space to breathe in this. Or maybe you had a really shy parent and you became very outgoing. Maybe you had an abusive upbringing. Maybe you had a detached upbringing. Maybe you had a phenomenal upbringing. But in visualization, if you're not projecting that image that you believe about yourself in a clear and really descriptive way, really visualizing the movie in your head, you're not, one of the things is that you don't have any clarity about it, because most people, when people sit down and start to work with me, first of all, intuitively, I'm reading your energy, and people are always shocked how psychic it becomes. And everybody has psychic abilities, and everybody has the ability to manifest anything into their reality. If I did not fully believe in you and your ability to manifest, it would be impossible and it would be detrimental for me to continue working in this area because of my belief system with energy. And it's so important for you to understand how to visualize. So I decided to write up a little couple lines of a visualization script. So if you're driving, you can listen to this and you can just kind of let this energy surround you inside your vehicle. But if you're at home, I'd like you to put the dishes down. I want you to sit down in a chair. This is only going to take a few seconds. And just step into this visualization script with me. And for those of you who are driving, you can come back to it and tap into it later. So first, we're going to start by just doing some breathing exercises. So deep breath in. Hold and release. Hold to the count of three. Release to the count of three. Again. One last time. If your eyes are not already closed, please close them. Continue breathing in a little bit deeper than your natural breath. Now what I want you to do is imagine yourself standing in a radiant beam of golden light, surrounded by an aura of pure positivity. Feel the golden light coming into every atom, every molecule, every cell. Now, I want you to visualize your wildest dreams unfolding before you with breathtaking clarity. Go ahead, see yourself achieving your goals effortlessly, basking in the glow of success. Feel the excitement pulsating through every fiber of your being as you embrace the feeling of winning, of mastering, of manifesting. This is your moment to shine. Shine bright, to bask in the abundant blessings that the universe has bestowed upon you in this moment right now. Feeling every ounce of this abundance down to your root core. Everything in you sees it happening, because this is your moment to shine, to bask in the abundance of your blessings. Open your heart. See your heart chambers opening. See your heart getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And allow yourself to fully receive the infinite abundance that is your birthright. You're born with a divine right to manifest anything into your reality. You, with your hand on your heart, you are a magnet for miracles. And the universe is conspiring fully to your ever changing desires and needs. Now, one last deep breath in.
release for three. Great job. Now let's talk about self-effacing energy. Believing in yourself and your ability to make things happen. When you have an unwavering faith, you become a magnet for miracles. And what this really means is that you have the unwavering belief in your inherent power to shape and shift your reality. It's about trusting yourself to navigate and surf life's challenges and turn those obstacles into opportunities, turn those tests into your testimony, and turn those tears into your triumphs. When we cultivate that aspect of ourselves, we will then radiate confidence, radiate resilience. We will be the person who's able to draw in positive outcomes, just like a magnet to metal. If you can picture yourself as the captain of your own ship, steering confidently through all the waves of uncertainty, with truly the unwavering faith in your ability to chart a course towards those dreams, you're going to embrace the challenges that come your way as opportunity for growth, knowing that you have the inner strength and wisdom to overcome any obstacle that stands in your path. But are you truly and deeply in alignment with yourself? I believe so many people don't understand alignment because they're just trying to get straight to the, is it this method? Is it that method? Is it this technique? Is it that technique? All techniques are, whether it's prayer or candles or crystals or visualization or journaling or moon work or star work or sun work, it's truly a permission slip from you to the universe. The universe always says yes. God always says yes. To give yourself the right to have anything that you desire. Truly and truly and truly. Because alignment is the secret sauce of manifesting our success. And when we are in alignment with those goals and our truest self, our purpose becomes profit. It's almost just inevitable. So let me think about this. How could I give you an example of alignment or out of alignment? Well, I'm here in Florida, and I always think it's funny because we don't really have surf days when people go out and surf, but it's surfing, right? So I want you to imagine a surfer riding the perfect wave, catches that board, snaps on it, pops it up, effortlessly guiding across the ocean with grace and ease, just almost like the dolphins are jumping with them. The ocean is vibing with them, with you, with us. That is alignment in action. The seamless flow of energy between what you want and your truest desire. The surfer wants to surf the wave. The wave wants to be surfed. The universe wants the balance. You ride the board and there you go, surfing through the universe. That would think of the waves as energy. Now, I'm going to do another water reference. Picture a sailboat. Have you ever seen a sailboat? Have you ever been on a sailboat? If you haven't, they have rudders and engines and navigational tools. So now picture a sailboat just drifting aimlessly without those things, without a rudder, without an engine, without the sails, without the buoys, all the things that is needed. And this sailboat is just being tossed about by the turbulent currents. But instead of the weather, it's doubt, scarcity, imposter syndrome, and indecision. What's happening when you are out of alignment is that none of your navigation is being used. None of your tools are being used. You're not in alignment. You're not in flow. You're not surfing. You're not riding the wave. You're literally getting flopped and flipped and turned upside down, and you feel like you're fucking drowning. And when you're out of alignment, struggling against the tide, unsure of where you're headed, that's energy. Alignment means being true to yourself, honoring your values, and honoring our own passions and our purpose. And that alignment means that we're going to set goals, we're going to take action, and we're going to become obsessed with Manifesting Miracles podcast with Michelle J. Lamont. You're going to sign up for my next course. You're going to take one of my digital courses. You're going to book a call with me. Because in those goals, I will help you find ways to resonate deeply with your soul and take those inspired actions in harmony with what you came here to manifest, okay? And some of the specificities of techniques that you can use when improving self-concept, I'm going to go over. So we've already done a couple, but let's go over one or two more. Throughout our journey in alignment, we'll explore some practical techniques to amplify how you're manifesting. So let's get started with one of my favorites, crystals. I love using crystals. They're so powerful. They're used all over the world. There's even science now that can record what water energy is like with and without crystals in the water. It's just unbelievable. And we don't know what we don't know. And we're learning more and more every day. So I want to talk about harnessing the energy of crystals. These little gems, they're like manifesting powerhouses to me, each with its own unique properties. And if you don't know how to use it, I want you to go back to my episode about crystals. So I want to select, once you select one, I want you to charge them for maximum impact. So if you don't know which one to start with, an easy one to start with is clear quartz. This is known as the master healer. Clear quartz will super amplify anything that you're working with. And if you don't know the specific properties of each individual crystal and you're in a crystal store and you're going for the first time, you don't know how, clear quartz, like a white candle, will literally take on any energy that's needed. And it's perfect for enhancing like self-concept and always for manifesting abundance. Now, one of my favorites is citrine. It's a beautiful sunny stone. It's a powerhouse of positivity. If you're having a bad day, if you don't know what's going on, if you're really out of alignment, carry citrine around with you. Set the intention, set the energy. It's going to help raise your confidence. It's going to help self-worth and attracting prosperity and success into our lives. And I've always loved citrine. I have a huge citrine crystal right on my nightstand. I'm just obsessed. But the next thing that I'm obsessed with, I love so much, is the rose quartz. It's unconditional love. It just makes you feel like you have self-compassion, you have more acceptance, you're fostering a deeper sense of worthiness when you're using a rose quartz crystal. I use it almost in all of my manifestation practices because I use crystal grids, etc. But if you know me, you know that I manifest fastest with candle magic with a K. So I want to ignite some of your curiosity about using candles. These are not new concepts. Candle work has been around since the ancient ruins. There are symbols of intention and illumination in caves, people figuring out how to light things, how to create things. And as we delve into the art of candle magic to manifest your desire, I want you to know that you can book a free 10-minute call with me. You could pay for a half hour. You could pay for an hour. You could pay for 90 minutes. You can get in the wait list for the next live course that's going to be happening. You could buy one of my digital classes. You can enroll in my newsletter absolutely free. So first thing that we want to do is choose your candle. And if you need to know more about the colors to work with, go listen to one of my Halloween edition witchy-ish episodes that always talks about candles. So for boosting self-concept, which is kind of what we're talking about, I want you to look at the candles in the shade of yellow or gold, because those colors and energies symbolize confidence and a lot of reassurance. Then, just like a crystal, you're going to set your intention. Before lighting your candle, you're going to take a moment to focus on your desired outcome. You're going to truly, truly, truly visualize yourself embodying the qualities that you wish to cultivate, feeling them resonate within you and with an unwavering clarity. I want you to think, before I light this candle, like, I am for sure getting that whatever. I am for sure this, like, jump up and down. Start talking about it to yourself. If you have other people in the house, go into a bathroom, jump up and down. I'm this. I got it. I won this. I'm this. Da, 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 da. And then send that to the candle. Say, with this candle, I tie this tie to the universe and I will see this outcome. Then you're going to light the candle. And as you light the candle, I want you to then start speaking into the flame. Speak of your self-belief, empowering yourself out loud. Feel the warmth of the flame. And as its gentle glow surrounds you and igniting you, think about it sparking and igniting that manifestation. Think about it on the other side of the universe, because we're in one realm, but there are so many realms and veils. So if on this side you're lighting the candle and you've set your intention and you've chosen the color, you're legit sending like a signal, a beam out into the universe. And you're like, bro, look, I'm ready, right? Then I want you to sit and meditate. Sit in quiet contemplation as the candle burns. I want you to allow its flickering light to guide you home. I want you to get to a deeper and deeper sense and state of knowing. I want you to go deeper and deeper into that energy. I want you to see the flickering light as all the different ways the universe can bring this to you. And as you're in quiet contemplation, I want you to reflect, hone in, and focus in on how limitless we are, how powerful we are, and how you have now unleashed this signal to your divine team of light saying, I am ready, 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 I am ready. And finally, I want to talk about shadow work. Because if you do not unpack the suitcase that caused your amygdala to explode to the point where you're in fight or flight, you're the point you're in self-concept energy, the point that you are not believing in yourself, your amygdala in your brain is located over each ear. And that is our fight, flight, fear, fornicate, freeze concept. And it's broken. Fucking broken. It's unconnected. You have disconnected the part that connects to your soul that says, damn, I am a manifesting manifester. Say it with me. I am a manifesting manifester. Again, say it with me. I am a manifesting manifester. One more time. I am a manifesting manifester. All together now. 3, 2, 1. I am a manifesting manifester. Hell yeah. High five. Air high five, baby. Because when we dig deep into the realm of the fucked up shit that caused us to get into this low vibrational dense energy, you can then climb your way back, crawling, grasping, reaching from the muck and the mire. From the muck and the mire, the symbol of spirituality around the world is what we believe the original flower was, the lotus. And how does the lotus get birthed? It doesn't sit in a clear jar and put some little beautiful Evian water in there and watch the flower bloom. No, this lotus flower has to go so deep. It has to be buried. You have to be knee high in wet swampy water. And with your hands or your tools, take the seed and dig it all the way down deep into the core of the earth. And move over to where it's just like ankle high, but it has to be near flooding water. And then it goes all the way deep down and it takes weeks and weeks and it starts to germinate and it starts to grow and it starts to fight. It has to fight the bugs. It has to fight the other roots. It has to fight the other elements. It has to keep pushing through the muck and the mire and the mud and the debris until finally the lotus gets a little bitty, just a peek at the sun. And it starts to push and push and push and push until a little bitty part of that flower starts to poke its head out until it eventually becomes a full lotus. You are the lotus, my love. And yes, I love you. And when we sit there and explore our hidden selves, we will fight through all the things that are unforgivable, all the memories that we don't want to talk about, all the things that we're like, I'm over it now. I don't need to be digging up dead bodies. But you do, because you just buried it and you never dealt with the issues. And shadow work is the key to that. I really didn't get it until I'm on year 8 of my spiritual awakening. I've really put everything I have in this and in you. I went back to school, did 18 months of mindfulness cognitive therapy. I got certified by Yale. Yep, in the United States, it's an Ivy League school. If you're listening from one of the other countries, it's like an Oxford. As a happiness expert, along with my business acumen and all the businesses that I've built and all of that, you all know that I started out in an orphanage, and you know that my biological father gave me away. You know, at the age of 11, I became a ward of the state of Texas, where nobody ever thought about me except the people who wanted to violate me mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, spiritually. And I would go to college, meet my future abuser, my husband. And although it was never anything physical, it was mental, every single day, emotional, like walking on eggshells. It was torturous. I never knew what I was going to get that day, and I didn't know what version of me he needed. So I was just a chameleon in his game. And pregnancy after pregnancy after pregnancy lost. No babies wanted to live in this world with me and him. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. Until I finally divorced him, 2015, filed for divorce on the same day I started my podcast, and the same day I met him, and the same day that I was birthed, October 25th. I met him on my birthday. I got married on my birthday. I filed for divorce on my birthday. And then I started my podcast on my birthday. And in 2016, a couple of days, almost a week after the divorce was finalized, I found out that my house was in foreclosure and my 401k money was absolutely gone. I decided to unalive myself. And when I failed at that and the universe intervened, I had my spiritual awakening. And one of the hardest things for me to wrap my brain around was shadow work. I tried to drink myself into oblivion because of my life. I tried to drown myself in work. I tried to always be busy. If I had a million things to do, I didn't have anything to think about, did I? But that's not what you came here to do, my love. You came to break free from the shackles that bind you. We are so free that we choose incarceration emotionally, mentally, spiritually,
And when you are connected to that history, man, when you're fucking connected to that vibration, you know what happens? You are disconnected from the source that will bring you everything you ever wanted. It's the light in the dark room. It's the thing that makes us chase the sun. It's the light within each and every one of us. You have to shine bright from within. You have to be lit from within. And that won't happen through the bottle. That won't happen through the bedroom. That won't happen from the thing that you're smoking or the thing that you're snorting or whatever the fuck obsession you have. Maybe you're obsessed with your body. Maybe you have an obsession with physicality. You have an obsession with money. All of the things have to be in balance. You can't be more and less one. It's okay to have a drink. It's okay to have a joint. It's okay to have shroom, whatever the fuck, but just in moderation. But if you're out of alignment, if your whole life is just spent toppling one thing and trying to survive the other one and trying to fucking swim, then shadow work is unavoidable. You are shadow work. You're the essence of shadow work. And one of the things that I pride myself so much on is that in my coaching programs, after I take your history, I create a lifelong list of shadow work questions that are specifically created just for you so you learn how to surf the universe's waves. But if you're not ready for that, or that's not in your realm, I have a free 7-day manifesting course right here where the show notes are. If you opened up this podcast, you got the show notes. You just tap back into my bio. There you go. Move your thumb over and you're going to see all those options with links. No matter where you are, the show notes are always the same with the links. So in order for us to release that, we have to journal and meditate to clear the path for all of these miracles that we're going to be a magnet of. So in exploring low self-concept, I want you to journal about any beliefs or thoughts that contribute to the feeling of unworthiness or self-doubt. And ask yourself this question in that journal. What experiences or influences may have shaped these beliefs, and how can you start to release them now? What experiences or influences may have shaped your beliefs, and how can you begin to let go of them now and write for 20 to 25 minutes? And then read it. Read it with the most open heart that you have. Your higher self is going to come right in. That higher energy that's sitting right behind you, that's just waiting to fill your heart up and take away the sorrow and take away the shame and take away the insecurity and take away the doubt. It's just a couple of pen strokes away. What about not understanding yourself? What about not understanding, I couldn't be happy? I literally cut off the joy button at a certain point. I could be at a 5-star resort and I would complain that there wasn't enough options of cheese or the sheets weren't crisp enough because I couldn't be happy because I was just always, always, always fighting against my history and my mind, and I was trying to stay present in where I was. That's not going to help you grow, babe. That's not going to help you release, man. You know what will? Asking yourself this question. What activities or experiences make you feel most alive and aligned with your true self? What activities or experiences, write this one down. What activities or experiences make you feel most alive and aligned with your true self? And write for 20 to 25 minutes, read, hug yourself, love yourself, go for a walk, go for a meditation, go for a masturbation, whatever is going to work. And then come to the third question. Upgrading ourselves means energetically going to the next level in our elevator. The universe doesn't care. Nobody is sitting around in the divine team and saying, well, I don't know.
She's not skinny enough. He's not tall enough. He's not black enough. She's not Latina enough. They're not Cuban enough. They're not Puerto Rican enough. They're not American enough. They're not African enough. They're not Netherlands enough. I don't know what Netherlands people call themselves, but I have people from the Netherlands. Okay. London, Zimbabwe, Uganda. Where else have people reached out for me? England. Oh my gosh. All around this beautiful planet. But to envision the highest version of yourself, the person that you came here to be. This is the question I want you to journal on. This is the shadow work question I want you to dig deep on, babe. What qualities does this version of yourself embody? And how can you start embodying them today? What qualities does this version, this higher self version of the one that has the dream whatever, the dream business, the dream baby, the dream relationship, the dream body, the dream life, whatever it is, what qualities does this version of yourself embody, and how can you start applying those today? Because when you write down your goals and intentions and you're manifesting with confidence, you have this unwavering confidence and conviction. I can sit on the other side of this microphone 3 years later with now going on 600,000 downloads. With confidence and say that I am a creator. I created multiple businesses, multiple million-dollar businesses from nothing, from pennants. I had a car that went in first, third, and reverse. Sunroof didn't close all the way. I'd had to use duct tape and garbage bags. The fender in the next car didn't stay on, so that was a duct tape fender. I had a boombox. You don't even know what a boombox is, most of you. It's like a big portable speaker, but you would put CDs in there. And I would put the CDs in and drive around, and then I'd get to a stop line. And I'm like, I wonder if they can tell this is a boombox. And didn't give up, kept fighting, kept striving, because I'd already been homeless. That's since the age of 10. I'd already been forgotten. I'd already been discarded. So what did I have to lose? I had to win. I had to win. So no matter what, I persevered. But was I happy? No. Was I satisfied? No. Was I a magnet for anything? Not really. It's just more and more work. I was working like 60, 80 hours a week. I would be working until 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and then I would work again starting at 5-6 in the morning. I got sick all the time. But nobody really cared because I was successful. Nobody discussed all the pain that I was suffering, right? And I know more than anything at all, you're ready to dive into your power. You're ready to dive into these practices. And together, me and you, I want you to listen to this episode over and over again. I want you to send it to 5 people. I want you to help raise the energetic connection between the universe. You have a responsibility on this planet to share wealth and knowledge. Everybody needs to write one book. Everybody. And you have a responsibility right now, a soul contract between me and you, between me and you, between me and you, to take this link right there in your show notes. You're just going to move your beautiful, perfectly fucking curated little thumb over, and you're going to hit copy this link, and you're going to send it to that person at work who is not doing okay, to your friend, to your group, your chats, your Facebook groups, your Instagram, your LinkedIns, your chit chats, your TikToks, your Snapchats, whatever the new concept is. And you're going to share this transformational podcast. And if I am no longer alive in the body known as Michelle Juanita Lamont, I'm sending you energy from the other side. Once a week, I light a candle and I put all my energy into it, knowing that you're, for you guys, that you're spreading this message everywhere. Remember, the power lies within you. and I want you to stay magical. I want you to stay mystical, and I want you to manifest your dreams. So that's all for today on this episode of Manifesting Miracles. I'm Michelle Juanita Lamont, your guide, your coach, and your manifesting bestie. So I want you to keep believing, keep taking inspired action, and watch as your dreams just become reality. And remember, if you're ready to take your manifestation journey to the next level, I invite you to book a call, enroll in one of my courses, or join me in personalized coaching. You and I will sit down on Zoom and unlock the fullest potential of your abilities and turn your dreams into realities right there in the show notes. Or it's all you have to do is type in Michelle J. Lamont. Everything will find me. Everything that is me, all my handles, all my websites, everything is Michelle J. Lamont. I keep it simple. I keep it simple. So all you have to do is remember MJL, MJL, MJL. So as we tap out, let's go one round of everybody. And if this is your first time tuning in, we do this in unison to raise our vibration and to help everybody who's listening. There might be 10,000 people listening with you right now. There might be 50,000. There might be 100,000. There might be two. But together we're stronger. So we do a chant at the end of these podcasts to radiate that energy. And in 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything, everything, everything. Stay magical, stay mystical, stay connected, baby. And now, producers, it's time for them to go manifest their miracles today. So cue that motherfucker music. All right? Yeah. Oh, the show is over, but it's not over. So let's continue the party right now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen. I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.